This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back, and we have John Moore here. I want you to read off your letter, John, from last July 2019. Go ahead.
Right. Well, it's at my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down to the map of the United States, red and blue map of the United States. And it says, John Moore's memorandum on the possible coming Second American Civil War. It's only two pages, but here's the last paragraph.
Right.
And here it is. What the mainstream media will report as quote-unquote spontaneous events will actually be pre-planned, orchestrated events. The goal of these events will be to create anger, animus, distrust, and envy to the point that it takes on a life of its own, becoming self-sustaining in the absence of paid professionals stirring the pot. Lessons. Of course, our organized, trained, equipped, and well-funded enemies, MS-13 street gangs, jihadists, Spetsnaz, communist cadre, tourist-funded protesters/fighters will be behind the scenes doing their dirty deeds. So I published that the 5th day of July last
right.
year because I knew it was coming. And now it's here. It's in our face, Doctor.
Right.
The plan is for this chaos
right.
that we're experiencing to get worse to the point where it becomes what many people, including myself, are calling civil war for lack of calling it anything else. We don't know what to call it, but it will degrade until civil war. The communists want us to expend our ammunition on each other before they make their move. That's the plan, Doctor, and we're at the beginning of it right now.
Yeah. Tell us what your layers of solution to the problem are. The first thing, we need a national commission to deal with proper interaction between police and the authorities. And proper identification of people. Like, this guy had 11 complaints before he actually killed this guy by brushing on his neck. He should have had a second complaint. He should have been off to a psychiatric institution. And his colleagues, who are supposedly decent officers, should have stopped him. So it's not just the perpetrator, it's the perpetrator's cohorts. So that needs to be fixed in all police offices, and also they have to interact with the public, where the public should be respected and thought of as heroes, not enemies of the state. Second thing I think we need to do is we need to declare all these terrorist organizations tied to Soros and so on as terrorists, and they actually need to be all jailed now, today. They should be grabbed and immediately put in prison and a military tribunal, and if necessary, go ahead.
We have the ability. Let's say, for example, we arrest one leader at one of these things, a Soros-funded leader. His cell phone's going to have the contacts that he has contact with. Arrest those people, their cell phones will have the contacts of more. With the technology we've got, the ability we've got, we can determine who all these people are and arrest them immediately. I agree with you, Doctor. They need to be arrested. These men and women are a clear and present danger to civil order, to our society, to people living peaceful lives. They need to be arrested.
Yeah, by the way, they should not go to a regular prison. They should go to a military tribunal, and some of them actually committed crimes at a level that need to be permanently put in jail, and if they commit a murder, they need to be executed. Okay? The third thing has to happen is we have to identify we're in a multi-layer war, and that war actually didn't start, just like First and Second World War. Go ahead.
Well, the Attorney General is taking the action. Anybody they arrest who's crossed state lines will be charged with federal crimes. That gives them authority to charge them with federal crimes. And he will do that. Now, we got Joe Biden and his people offering to bail out the terrorists who've been arrested. How wrong is that? That's just simply not right at all. But the problem.
Okay, well, God help us, Sifty. I'm already supporting Trump, although Trump's not all the way to where I want him to be. I support Trump right now. I think he's in a sense, even though he's not all the way where I want him to be, he's a superhero. Now, He did some wrong things, getting half a billion injector sets for vaccines. He's pulling back from the idea of forced vaccinations. Two of the different trials for the Gates Foundation and their affiliates for vaccines have failed. Started them early. Moderna's failed. AstraZeneca's failing. What people have to understand, none of these vaccines are going to go through proper safety regimes. And even if they produce antibodies, exposure to the pathogen, the exposure, could actually cause death. Now, this is not spread by viruses. Viruses are dead particles. If they're not in an exosome, they cannot affect you, which is why a simple NIOSH mask will be working. If you're a health professional, you just need a cloth mask, and you don't need social distancing. You need simple nutraceuticals because your body's normal, healthy immune system will identify a toxic exosome, which is a pathogen, and kill it. That's why a lot of people exposed from these ships basically did not turn positive on their testing, because it's not a virus. Viruses don't affect anybody. People won't know that. It's only when they're packaged in exosome, which is why the 1917-18 plague and this current one was caused by a vaccine. That's why if they do more vaccinations, it's going to cause a giant secondary wave and collapse the world economy. Agreed. That's all by design. Then they want to chip us all. They want to start euthanizing a lot of us, and they want to sterilize us so we can't even reproduce. That's what they're up to.
Right, right. Well, it's no secret.
Right.
Bill Gates gave his TED Talk where he publicly stated he wanted to reduce the world's population with vaccines. Now, I'm no doctor, but even as a homicide detective, I know there's only three ways that can be done. You sterilize the men, or you sterilize the women, or you outright murder people. There's no fourth way to use vaccines to reduce population, is there, doctor?
Right.
And that's what he's
Bill Gates needs to belong in a mental institution.
Well, he's on the record making public statements in a TED Talk that he wants to do this.
Yeah, he's out of his mind, and he's a very dangerous guy, too. People really don't understand just how nuts he is, do they?
If he ever flies to India, he'll be arrested the moment his foot touches Indian territory. Many countries in Africa, same thing. If he's ever traveled to half a dozen countries in Africa, where they would arrest him in a heartbeat for what he's done to their people. The man's a war criminal.
Right, he sterilized little girls and killed them.
Exactly.
He's a serial vaccinocide criminal, isn't he? Now, here's the third part of the solution. Number one, we've got a lot of people that are mentally ill, and we have this idea that we take mentally ill people and put them in prison. We should decide if someone has a psychopath, which I'll put this on Friday with the underlying physiology, people with abnormal quick scans, quantitative electroencephalograms, abnormal blood levels of heavy metals like manganese, abnormal technology, we need to actually fix their biology before we try to throw them into prison where they go to what we call criminal university. We also need to realize we don't want just a sentence over there. We want to have therapy to actually fix what's wrong with them. And until they're well, they shouldn't be released to the public. We're releasing people back to the public that are dangerous, including during this COVID-19. We're releasing criminals that are recommitting crimes.
Well, up until...
Yeah, I mean, it's mind-boggling that the Democrats and the senators and congressmen are...
Well, I was in the belt.
Exactly, we didn't do that. What we do now?
They emptied out the psychiatric hospitals in 1969-1970. They emptied them out. And it used to be we kept them locked up where they couldn't hurt themselves or anybody else. But that's been half a century ago, and we don't do that anymore, do we, Doc?
That's why we have our streets and our a lot of our communities fixed with people who are homeless. They're mentally ill people. We have ex-veterans that are mentally ill. And also, by the way, we're toxifying our water. Do you know that Prozac literally de-represses you, so if you have any repression, you want to kill yourself? I've changed the name of Prozac to Kill You, Jack. You take these drugs, you're going to kill yourself and your family. And you put it in the drinking water because it's a toxin that gets to the called toilet and tap water. What do you think is going to happen? Then you get 5G network irritating the brain, you get insomnia, you get excessive stress. Then you got economic stress because of the shutdown, where 40 million people lost their job. And you got people with marginal health and marginal social inhibitions, and you're gonna and they play video games. Now you got a problem on your hand.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, if we think we just throw one thing at this problem and fix it, it needs a multiple choice source of approach, including prayer and getting the houses of prayer back open. I can't believe the Supreme Court ruling against churches saying you got to follow the edicts of your governors in terms of how many people can be in your church. Those Supreme Court justices need to go to hell. People need to violate and say, look, my rights are not being ruled over by a Supreme Court that thinks they can create new laws that violate the basic Constitution. Supreme Court does not have that authority, do they?
That was a state Supreme Court, wasn't it, I believe. in California, state Supreme Court.
I know it was a federal Supreme Court came with a five to four view of the actual federal court, believe it or not.
Really?
And they ruled in two different situations that this is last week, that the states actually had the right to rule over churches about the number of things like social distancing and how many people, like you can't have more than 100 people in a church, you might have 2,000. Okay, but you can go to a gay bar and you can go get an abortion and you can go, do other things, but you can't go to your church? You got to be kidding.
I don't care.
They can walk into the church and wear a little mask. They can sterilize the church to do whatever. They can have people, hand sanitizer everywhere. People have to really understand. In fact, if everybody walked in the church and say the church contacted me and I can say, take a bottle of Neutrodyne and swallow a few drops before our capsule bowel spent. It's an exosome. You take anti-exosome nutraceuticals, and guess what? You don't get infected. You can't infect anybody else or get sick or end up in hospital on a ventilator, a means of death and profit.
Absolutely. Do we have a break?
Back in a moment with John Moore. We got a break for a couple minutes, and we'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? AllicinMed is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
John Moore, please continue your analysis of where we're going and what we need to do to fix this mess. This is pretty crazy, isn't it?
Well, it is, Doctor. As far as what individuals can do to fix it, they should know, they should be on a first name basis with their county sheriff. The county sheriff is the top law enforcement official in any county, where we have an elected sheriff as opposed to an appointed sheriff, which many counties have. The New World Order understands the power of county sheriffs. They've been doing their best to get rid of elected county sheriffs, take away their power and authority. But if you're counting, we got about 3,300 counties in the United States. The majority of them have an elected sheriff who retains all the traditional statutory power and authority of an elected sheriff to shut down any state or federal agency law enforcement coming into his county without his knowledge and consent. So, and if you have an election coming up,
I personally think that the people.
If you have an election coming up for sheriff in your county, find out which candidate is the one who will support the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and support that candidate, whoever that might be. That's extremely important. It's not optional. In addition, work with the leaders in your community. Make sure your community stays safe. There's different ways to do that. Make sure your first responders have the training and equipment they need. A lot of communities have volunteer fire departments. Maybe they need a fundraiser to get some equipment, or the paramedics need a fundraiser to get the equipment they need. A lot of communities will have a sheriff's auxiliary or a fire department auxiliary, a police auxiliary. These men and women are part of our community, and they need to be treated as such. And in a small community, they already are. In the big cities is where you got these problems, where people don't know each other. Go ahead.
No, I'm actually personally going to be signing up. Even 68, I'm going to sign up at the local sheriff's office to become an auxiliary medical person. I also want everybody out there to get a basic trauma life support, basic cardiac life support course, and have things for, you know, sealing off fractures and splints and things like that. This equipment should be in everybody's home. And everybody should be have personal defense and training so they know how to operate a gun, and also I call non-lethal. Now, one of the things that I found out here is the state of California, Massachusetts, and New York don't allow you to have certain types of non-lethal weapons, but you can weaponize a paintball gun very easily. If you contact me, I'll tell you how to do it. That's my contact, what I call my apocalypse engineer. He'll, for a small fee, give you the plans on how to do it. It doesn't turn into a lethal weapon. It makes it a very effective non-lethal weapon. So when you stop somebody 100 and some yards away with a non-lethal weapon, it puts a stop to things, and then you only need a bunch of zip ties, and the game's over. You don't need to kill someone to stop a bad event, including whether it's a riot or whatever. And the problem is people should understand we need to start using more of these non-lethal technologies. For example, they have a thing called the LRAD. I know how to make scalar technologies that could be even loaded on a drone, so a police officer could be operating even a mile or two away, could hit people with scalar technology that can knock them down, wouldn't kill them, but they would be immobilized and they wouldn't be able to do anything. The same thing in the military operation. People have to understand the warfare of the future is a cyber technology warfare. It's not a warfare of bullets and armies and men fighting each other and blowing up in trenches. It's not going to happen. It's a new type of warfare. It's going to involve remote robot warriors, drones, cyber technology, space-based weapons, all kinds of things. They're sci-fi, but people think that's all deep future. No, it's not. This is past. I know, but some of the stuff has been around for 40, 50, 60 years. And the fact is, America is the hammer of the world. If we actually implement what we have, we could remove the Communist Chinese Party in China within of a weekend, and they would cease to be in power in that country. They would literally become a fiber optic remnant of history that would no longer exist. Without either blowing up buildings or killing people or destroying their economy, we could literally do an asymmetric war truncation of the Communist Party. We need to do it on multiple fronts, economic, logistical, universities, getting rid of these agencies and these different Maoist organizations that are across America and around the world. We need to stop them being able to acquire chips in their military, even investing our pensions funds. But Trump is starting to move on all these fronts, and I'm real proud of him. He's not moving fast enough on everything, but he's moving. And if we don't get Trump back in for the next term and the Democrats get in, it's the end of America. It's the end.
I agree. And
but I don't see that Trump wasn't going to get in.
It's a free and fair election, no doubt.
And of course, that's why the globalists are panicking, and that's why they're... Right, but the thing is, the globalists like George Soros and the... Yeah, this is it. You know why? We're not just going to end the communist regime. We're going to end the deep state here in the Western United States and the countries in Europe and so on. The deep state is just their arm as a communist arm in communist China. They're just an arm of the deep state. The deep state is embedded deeply in our Western culture, and it's going to be truncated. And it knows its days are numbered, doesn't it?
It does. Once the president's reelected, they're done.
People are aware now. It used to be 0.5% of the population. Yeah.
When he's reelected.
Oh, I think it's longer. Because I'll tell you what. Here's what I see coming. Well, I'll tell you the reason why it will be more than a generation. I'll tell you why. Because life extension. The people that are alive today, within 5 to 10 years, we will have conquered aging. So the average age of a person will be well over 100 years by the end of the century, in 80 years. In 80 years, the average person, probably 70 to 80% of the population, will be over 100. Yes, there'll be young people. Yes, there'll be babies and so on. But the average person will be a healthy person that's physically fit over 100 years of age. This is not a theory. This is facts. Okay?
Right.
And that's what scares the globalists. They don't want to have wise, rich, smart people with lots of life experience. Because, you see, the main danger in a society is the loss of wisdom. And you can make elderly people demented or infirmed or in a nursing home drooling. Then you're able to manipulate the young people to do whatever the hell you want.
Right.
I'm old enough at 68 to remember our culture before the 1970s was completely different than the culture after. The young people now have no idea what the world was like beforehand. They don't. They have no idea what the world was like in Canada, America, or Western nations before the globalists moved, don't they? I mean, we describe it to them, they think, that can't have been. It could have been that way when your milkman comes into your back door and puts your milk in your refrigerator, or your next-door neighbor who's an RCMP officer in Canada or a policeman, you think he's a great guy, and he'd protect you even with his life. No, things have really gotten bizarre now, and of course polarized, and there's no... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, Doctor, of course...
Go ahead, John.
I only got about 4 years on you, but I recall the early and mid-1950s, my mother, the wife of a plumber, she would not go grocery shopping unless she wore a dress, a hat, and gloves. Just to go to the supermarket. She wouldn't do that. An adult male would never be seen in public.
That's funny.
A construction worker would never be seen in public wearing a T-shirt, ever. We all knew the T-shirt was underwear, to be worn only as underwear.
Right.
We knew that in the 1950s.
Right.
And you're right. Milk was delivered to the door. And the people were polite. They took care of each other. And if you look at the wanted posters for the worst criminals from the 1930s, all these men, Dillinger and Pretty Boy Floyd, they're all wearing a coat and tie. The worst criminals and their wanted posters. what a change we have, where the worst of the worst routinely wore a coat and tie out in public.
Well. Well, I think what's happening is human race are deteriorating again. I believe it's multiple levels. Nutritional, spiritual, geopolitical, and it's extraplanetary.
Would you really trust a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr is sending federal riot teams to Washington, D.C. and Miami to give local law enforcement agencies some help in handling the violent George Floyd riots that are taking place. Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky calls this a time of great pain and unrest in America.
Americans from coast to coast have been grieved and horrified by the killings of three African-American citizens, Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia, Breonna Taylor in my hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, and George Floyd in Minneapolis. In no world whatsoever should arresting a man for an alleged minor infraction involve a police officer putting his knee on a man's neck for 9 minutes while he cries out, "I can't breathe," and then goes silent.
You're listening to USA Radio News. University of Alabama professor Sarah Parcak is receiving backlash after on Twitter she launched a series of tweets instructing protesters on how to successfully pull down monuments as rioters torched the nation's capital over the weekend. The professor firing off more than a dozen tweets with instructions on how to topple things such as the Washington Monument. One of those arrested at a George Floyd protest over the weekend is the daughter of that city's mayor. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's 25-year-old daughter is one of the hundreds of protesters arrested over the weekend in the Big Apple. Ciara de Blasio was reportedly with a group of protesters who were blocking traffic on Saturday night on Broadway, arrested after reportedly refusing to move. The area was a weekend hotspot for protesters throwing bottles and fighting with officers. Reports are she never told police that she's the mayor's daughter.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home.
Ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
By the way, his website is thelibertyman.com. Do support him. Listen to his shows over at Republic Radio. Do support and purchase his products and his consultation information and so on. You want to go there and actually see this. For example, he's got this map here that I have up on the site right now. If you go to Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Periscope, you'll see that. You can actually see he has a lot of daily intelligence briefing. He's got information going back over like 20 years. Many, many years of experience on this. In fact, if you look at the main thing, COVID-19 updates continued. Bill Gates briefing for CIA, COVID-19 updates continued. I mean, lots of facts and issues here. People have to understand what's going on here. Why the churches should be open and stay open and not panic. Dr. Rashid Batar, other experts, and some people like me, We're suppressed, by the way. They don't want the truth to come out. In fact, they try to threaten us. People like Dr. Judy Mikovits, which you have posted up on your site. I'd like you to make some comments on this, because this is the COVID-19, their statistics, when their numbers came out incorrect, they should all been put in jail, shouldn't they?
Right. Well, they should have. And we basically shut down the most prosperous economy in the history of the planet because of a fraud. Yeah. It's highly contagious on one hand. On the other, if you're a healthy adult, there's 85% chance you'd never knew you came in contact with it. The people that do get sick, healthy adults, they're typically sick for a couple of days and they're fine. And that's the reality. You know, we've destroyed the world's best economy for a fraud. Yes, it's highly contagious. Yes, if you're already sick, if you're obese, you have a heart condition, it may damn well kill you, but so would the regular flu. That's no surprise. Dr. Mikovits, I've put in a request to have her on my show. Dr. Buttar's been doing an excellent job. We're finding out more and more about the criminal behavior worldwide of Bill Gates. And he's so proud of what he does, his criminal behavior, that he talks publicly about it. How insane is that, Doctor?
He's like the middle finger of the New World Order, basically. It's not he's alone. He's just basically a cutout. The same with all the other cutouts in our political system and in our deep state, like Dr., you know, the head of the CIA and, you know, still not wearing orange jumpsuits. What Trump needs to do is he needs to start putting people in jail. I think he's real close to it. We don't need to go to martial law. We need to go to emergency status. In an emergency status, you can activate various statutes and grab people that are inside the political system, the intel systems, and even the legal systems that are doing things that are wrong. For example, a lot of the people that ran the Mueller-gate garbage, a lot of these attorneys need to go to jail. They abused the law. They didn't serve the law. And the same thing goes with their healthcare system. A lot of these universities are practically tied to the communists. My own alma mater, Dalhousie in Halifax, Nova Scotia, are working with the communist Chinese, and now there's doctors in Ontario, Canada, top doctors are panicking over the fact they want to take Canadians and test these military-grade vaccines that the communist Chinese developed. How nuts. And they're doing it on Canadians. Now, people don't realize it's when you make a vaccine, inject the pathogen into a person, that weaponizes and makes it into a plague. Exactly. The virus itself can't infect anybody. A free friggin' nothing. Viruses can't do a damn thing unless they're packaged in an envelope called an exosome. It's a little bubble that contains DNA, RNA, and other enzymes, so it's like their little bus. I call the COVID virus bus. Unless you vaccinate someone, you don't have a plague. That's what happened in 1918. That's what happened in 2019. People don't understand that. If they do a new vaccine plan, and even a percentage of the population gets vaccinated here in other countries, we're going to have a massive surge of new cases. Now, eventually people are going to get herd immunity. But the problem is that's not good enough for these guys. They want to sterilize us, kill a lot of us, get us in a chip so they can track us and put us in the matrix. And if you think it's a theory, now the gloves are off. Everything is now very obvious. Even the people that's the most dumb and stubborn, cursing and swearing at you or me or anybody else who tells them the truth, it's over. There's no more time for arguments. Now time for action, isn't it?
I agree. The gloves are off. What they're creating.
So, John, I think honestly, here.
What they're creating is a real life version of the film titled The Matrix. That's what they're creating in real life. And they want us all to be part of the Matrix. Go ahead.
Well, part of it's embedded deeply in our culture. For example, the latest one I heard a lot of people ask me about is Project Bluebeam. Are you familiar with that? When they make an artificial arrival of Jesus in space and all this stuff. Look, don't be deluded by this, okay? They want 5G and 6G. They want 5G and 6G so they can interface with your DNA and RNA through 5G network. That's why you want 6 feet apart so they can see where your carcass is. They want to eventually have nanolase, which, by the way, lithium nanolase was being researched by Dr. Lieber in Harvard, so they can inject it and actually make these nanobots and technology interface with your cortex. They've been doing work on this for decades, going back to the Rambo chip in the 70s when they had in Vietnam, to technologies where they can actually use Operation Crimson Mist and actually affect the entire population of Rwanda. People need to understand they're treating human beings like we're lab animals, and we're in this giant experiment where people like Gates and these foundations and globalists think that they're superior beings, And you have to understand the evil that's being promulgated is extra-dimensional, exoplanetary. It's in every holy book. It's in the Bible. It makes it very, very clear. People don't understand evil is not just perverted, weird human beings or sexually perverted or greedy. No, it's we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in high places. And people don't get that. They don't realize the geopolitical thing is just an arm of it. We can see that Trump is arguing and frustrated with even his own party trying to block him. And people are embedded in the government doing everything they can to interfere with his operations. I'm hoping Trump will make a contact to people like you and me and John W. Spring and so on so we can actually get him up to speed because he's getting there. It's been a painful thing because he hasn't been this deep in politics to realize how damned evil it is.
Right.
I mean, look at how many politicians are pushing here in government. You know, it's crazy. Your comments. Go ahead.
Well, the president has access to people who know what you and I know. He's a very bright guy. He knows how to find people that know what needs to be found out. And he's headed the right direction. Getting back to earlier part of our conversation, he has to shut down these riots. Recovering from this Chinese flu economically is almost impossible. But if these riots are allowed to continue spin wildly out of control, it'll be even more difficult. And we have an election coming up here in about 154 days. He needs to shut this down. He needs to stop them cold in their tracks with whatever it takes.
Well,
the National Guard, active duty army, I don't care. He needs to shut these people down.
I don't care if he sends out Terminator robots or drones, whatever. Trump, just do it, eh? Right?
Whatever it takes. These people.
So, and I think he will. I have a feeling. I think by the weekend, you're going to see Antifa guys in jail. You're going to see their ugly face on there without their mask on their face. You're going to see leaders. I've seen even reports from even Fox and other ones, even CNN being jailed when they're near these riots. And Trump's even supporters say, what the hell are you doing? Even jailing CNN and other reporters. They don't care who's reporting. And they're so arrogant, they don't care even if you see them with a mask on.
Something we saw in the Ferguson riots, my hometown. I did a live report every day from the riots, the two sets of riots. And what we saw was the following. Every nighttime, the protesters were standing around shooting a breeze, talking about the weather, not making any trouble. And then the lights of the TV crews turned on. As soon as the TV camera lights came on, then they started protesting.
Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Online at 8.
And welcome back, John. You got some amazing documents on your site here. I know John or James McCanney for well over 12, 13 years, and you've got a document here about a mass panic we analyzed in the election. You also have one here, NASA predicts the solar cycle will be the lowest in 200 years. There's also a danger with a low cycle like this of a coronal mass ejection from the sun. We have the explosion of the supernova 671.2 light years away and the passage in 9 years, in less 1 month, of an asteroid three times the size of the one that killed the dinosaurs. And either if it doesn't strike us, a gravity wave can stimulate giant earthquakes and even a pole shift. So a lot of things are converging on the planet. We're also weaponizing the upper atmosphere with nanoparticle, thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum to actually weaponize the weather and be able to trigger off earthquakes and volcanoes. And we have weapons that are basically, if you want to call it, centuries ahead of our colleagues, because people don't understand that America is the hammer of the world. We're not going to use them. We don't have protection of our power grid, protection of our air traffic controllers, our sewage treatment plants, our cybernetic inner commerce. And we allow our universities to allow stealing. It's stopping under Trump. He's cutting off the communists, but the communists are just an arm of the globalists. So if we get Trump in, we're going to have a period of grace for America to come back and repent and become a Christian and a constitutional republic again, aren't we?
We do. And they're done for a generation, possibly two generations, when the president gets reelected. He'll be appointing more than 100 right. federal judges, at least two, possibly three Supreme Court justices, and they're done. They're finished, and they know that. And that's why they're going crazy, because they can't allow that to happen, because they know they're done for at least one, possibly two generations. They're finished. And America will recover from this. We will be better than ever. But the president has to act quickly and come down like a ton of bricks on top of these protesters. They need to be stopped dead in their tracks before they destroy our cities and destroy our country and our culture and hurt our economy even worse, Doctor.
I think he's going to move three ways. Number one, he's moving on the legal front, he's moving on the military front, he's moving on executive orders. And a lot of executive orders, like the one about the social media, is going to become law. He's actually appointing commissions to move this into state and federal law. So it's not just a matter of him passing an executive order. These are going to become constitutional law. So people like Twitter and Facebook and other ones are not going to be able to manipulate the data or take people like me and remove my Vimeo and live stream account. Or take out Spotify and remove me from there to try to limit me or limit my YouTube and other things, because they don't want this information out. They don't want people to hear the facts so they can fact check them themselves. I don't tell people to believe what I say. I want them to fact check it. And if they do, pray on it and then act on it. It's that simple. Whatever portion of truth you get, move on it, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, the riots are real. I'm encouraging everybody, Doctor, to have a plan for evacuation. The leaders of these protests, they wanted to take it to the suburbs and bring their protest and destruction to the suburbs. People need to have an evacuation plan. They need to practice that evacuation plan. This thing could spin wildly out of control before the president gets a handle on it. And if you're in the path of it, you either get out of the way or you lose. Now, here's a heads up for everybody, Doctor. Homeowners insurance, business insurance, car insurance, property insurance will not pay a claim if there's damage because of civil disorder. They simply don't and won't do it. It's a complete loss. Your house burns down from civil disorder.
Right.
You still have the mortgage. Your business burns down from civil disorder. You still have all that debt. Your car burns up from civil disorder. You still owe the money on the car. This destroys people. It destroys families. It destroys businesses. And that's my friends in Ferguson, they evacuated their family while they protected the family asset, that being the home. They knew that their insurance would not pay for a loss due to civil disorder. So people need to be aware of this. So typically, we don't care if we lose something because the insurance pays for it, but that's not the case here.
Well, the first thing is a lot of people are either don't have the training or the ability to interact and know how to actually operate in a military operation. Even we have a number even in the First World War, only about 10-15% of people actually would use the gun against the enemy. You know that, right? And some people are a little trigger happy. They'll shoot at anything that moves, right? Which is on the other hand. Now, what I want people to do is get non-lethal weapons. And there's one company that has the TCP weapon guns, which you can get, except three states, California, Massachusetts, and New York. And if they go through me, I'll give contacts. We can get you those guns of TCP, but there are other non-lethal ones you can do. You can take a Striker. If you contact me, I'll hand you over to my apocalypse engineer. He'll show you how to take the paintball guns and just put pepper spray, oils in there to make them weaponized. They won't kill anybody, but they won't be seeing for 2 or 3 days. And you need a bunch of zip ties to zip tie up whoever you hit, because they're not doing anything to anybody. No matter whether they're big, muscly guys or whatever, with lots of weapons, they're not going anywhere. Now, the fact is, the public needs to start thinking of asymmetrically. They need to have things like, perimeter controls, a watch. They need to start putting up infrared cameras on their home. They need to start realizing that things can deteriorate here, and they want to break down society. Now, the fact is that, attacks on our power grid, attacks on our internet commerce, all these things are asymmetric warfare, and it's eventually going to get, as the experts say, to a kinetic war. Now, the Chinese are terrified of kinetic war. They've done their war game analysis, and their analysis says they're going to get crushed like a bug, and they will. If America decides to crush any nation, and I'm going to say this so they get it over there, Russia and China, I don't care how many nuclear weapons or things you have and how big your armies are, we have weapons that are so far advanced that firing one bullet or one missile, we can crush you within minutes and you'll cease to exist. Now, you may or may not want to believe that, but you better. Your soul may talk to you and say, you know what, I think maybe Deagle is not boasting. He's telling the truth. I don't want to see that happen because luckily we have decent, reasonable people in America, but at some point if it becomes a kinetic war, whether it's China or Russia or anybody else, you're going to die so quick you won't even know what hit. And it won't even be a missile hit. It'll be exotic weapons. Okay? We have them. Trump was even boasting a few months ago about hypersonic missiles. We've got weapons in space you can't even imagine.
Right.
We've got scalar weapons. We've got all kinds of stuff that's way beyond just biological, okay? Biological are hard to control. That's why nobody in the right mind releases them. Okay? You do not mess with America. We are the hammer of the world. Well, I believe that what's going to happen is that we're going to get, this is my timeline, I think Trump's going to get elected, but I think he needs to improve a lot of things. We need to clean out the deep state. They need to go to jail. Why, in the last 4 years of his presidency, have we had such hell with Hillary Clinton? She needs to be in orange. All the deep state, Comey and all these other people, need to go to jail. We need to clean out the deep state. And the globalist bankers and so on that are working with the communist Chinese and the universities, these guys need to go to jail, including their scientists that collaborate and brought technology to China, including former presidents like Barack Obama. He's a criminal. Why do we think that presidents can't go to jail when they do crimes like this against the state? I think we need to start a precedent that Barack Obama and his cohorts, including Susan Rice and others, need to go to the big house, don't they?
It would be a precedent, no doubt about it. It would be a dramatic departure from past precedents. Absolutely it would. And it does need to
happen. Right, you don't give them a pass just because they're a president.
Right.
Yeah, and if we did that, if Trump sent that order, after his term is over, he'd have a different America. America would be strong. We'd also strengthen other nations. No one in their right mind would try to take over Taiwan or other nations like in Africa and elsewhere, because remember, the Belt and Road Program wasn't to expand their economies, it was to expand communism. They're into our universities, they're even into our Hollywood, so they tell us what movies we can watch. You can't have signs that indicate that the communist Chinese are bad in any way. I mean, it's an obscene thing that we have going on right now. They've infiltrated universities, our media, everything, and the globalists and the communist Chinese are lockstep, left and right leg of the beast, aren't they?
That's
your comment.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Well, Doctor, I agree with your comment, and all of us need to pay a careful attention, have a bug-out plan to escape from these areas that are being affected, and keep your ear to the ground and know what's going on in your community, so that you don't get caught flat-footed and unable to escape. Escape may be a matter of life and death once these riots. These mobs have no logic or reason. They're mobs, and they will cause property destruction and loss of life. Right.
I wouldn't even wait, actually, until either it's controlled or not controlled. If you're in a big city, get out now. If you're in an area that's at high danger, that's high, a lot of Democrats that are doing really stupid things, yeah, you just need to get out. You need to start getting involved with a small, you know, hobby farm, even if you move your residence, you know, outside of big city, even if you have to dwell into the city to work for now. You need to start kind of, you know, I'm going to say, destructuring and demobilizing from these large democratic cities and territories that are basically offshoots of the world order. Because let me tell you, they're just basically being managed by the United Nations. Yeah. Start now. Don't wait till the crisis hits. Don't wait till it's resolved temporarily and down the road it happens again. No. Get out now, plan, prep, pray, and take legal action, pro se litigant action. But guess what? Our God is God. He's going to preserve his bride, and he's going to give us direction and protection until a remnant of his believers, his bride, are alive here on the earth, and he's removed the evil. It's coming. The rapture is not good. It's evil being taken out. Thank you, John.
Okay.
TheLibertyMan.com is the website. Listen to his show. Get his nutraceutical products.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com.
Kit from NutraMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic nutriodine, NutraSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutraMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutraMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.